dreamt that a pack of mad dogs was chewing off your face, but you still managed to tell me to clean my room.
Let's fix your collar.
Okay.
Here, dear.
Yeah. Ow.
You know, you can't just...
Mom, you're making me very upset. Mom, stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Mary, now you stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Stop it! Stop it!
Stop it! Stop it!
Kill that woman!
Somebody kill that woman!
She's dying, Askie!
Kill that woman!
What's in the basket?
My brother.
Your brother! What is he, a midget?
No, we're twins. Siamese twins.
That's funny. You don't look oriental. So what happened? Somebody shrinking?
No, he's deformed. A freak. He looks like a squashed octopus. Our mother died giving birth to us. He was attached to my right side. They wouldn't let us go to school or anything. They kept us hidden. We were the big family secret. Everybody hated us except our aunt. See, he likes dark. He doesn't like to be seen, not even by me sometimes. And you know what else? He talks to me up here without words. I just hear him whispering in my brain. Sometimes he talks for hours and won't shut up. I used to be able to talk to him like that, but that's when we were still connected. Our aunt said it was our special gift, but since we've been separated, I can't do it anymore, but he can still do it to me. In fact, he's even better at it now. He always knows what I'm thinking.
Wayne, you're giving me the creeps.
They didn't want him to live, but he fooled him. He didn't die, he just got stronger. Oh, if you only knew what it was like. Dwayne and I kept hidden from everyone. We're both of us so messed up. I don't know which one of us is worse. And right
here, it was decided to negotiate his exchange.
Official negotiations were not possible.
No! 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 God, After they tell me my child is a twisted lump of flesh, then she tells me I need two names for it. One for the child and one for the monster. As if I had two sons instead of one freak. And tell it to my mother! What a name for an animal killer! A murderer!
The boy is how old now? 12?
You mean boys. There are two.
Boys. Yes, of course.
They're upstairs.
And just how long have you actually tutored the child?
Children. I've been with them since they were born.
As their aunt, I'm sure you're doing what you think best. I've got a copy of your teaching certificate as well as the school board's report. However, the state does have final say, and I must examine the boy for myself before any tutoring can replace proper schooling. Now, you do understand.
Now, I may be blunt. Couldn't they have an arrangement?
It's not that.
I think we should discuss this downstairs.
I think we're making a big mistake. We're rushing things. We shouldn't even be here.
Where's the boy now?
He's upstairs in bed asleep. He can't
do this. We need time to think this over. talk it over.
We don't have time. It must be done now, while my sister-in-law's away.
I've got second thoughts.
I've had 12 years of Dr. Second Thoughts.
No, I just don't know.
Well, you sure as hell know if it were your own son we were talking about.
You understand, if we separate the deformity from Dwayne, it probably does.
It's better off dead. What kind of life would it have the way it is?
We're talking about your child.
Child? Dwayne is my child, not that other thing. All I want is Dwayne to be normal. It's too late to change the other one. Just cut Dwayne from it.
I don't know.
The hospital says no. Every doctor I've asked says no. You two may be my last hope. I don't know who you are or where Lifflander found you, and I don't care. No questions asked. Just separate them.
He's right, of course. The boy should have a chance at a normal life. They don't share organs or bone, just tissue and flesh. If the operation is successful, the most Dwayne will have is a nasty scar.
And the other one?
Doctor? I'm not even sure it's human.
No! God, no! Help! Help! No!
Stop fighting, goddammit! Just going into the dining room, Dwayne. Now stop it!
This won't hurt, Dwayne.
No.
I promise.
No.
This won't hurt.
God, no! Help! Help! No! No!
Dwayne, hold still!
No!
Don't
no.
fight him. We're only trying to help you.
This is my own fault.
You've got to hold him still.
Goddammit!
No!
Hold his arms.
No! Help! God, no!
God damn it, Dwayne, hold still!
No! No! God, no! Help!
Hold him! That's it?
If he's squirming around, this is not going to work. If he's squirming around, hold him still.
Hold him.
Look, I've got to. Okay, I'll wait.
Hold him.
All right. Right, exactly. And no question about it, we just passed the Oklahoma City bombing anniversary again, and Columbine and coming up. And, we're talking about how all of these acts are interrelated, and it's the same perpetrators in each of them.
Yeah.
So I don't need to continue with the Dunham story and the Obama story and how this man doesn't even look like he's human. I mean, people will say you're crazy. But wait a minute. I'm saying this man looks.
I know you deserve it.
Almost left.
I have to capture this brief moment.
Does that make any sense?
Just how
absolutely it does. In fact, we have photographic evidence. And I say we, myself and Kanadaki. Kanadaki, a number of times. I've heard him on Dr. Carter's show.
Precisely what I want right now.
Ago. Ken is a brilliant researcher. He's got one of the hottest websites in the world. He's a one-man operation, and he gets about 3.5 million hits a month.
It's working.
Yes, he surpassed that. Manning is the year. And he's become a friend because we have mutual admiration for each other's work. And
daughter
we work
of Satan, vile and perverse.
And this is to benefit our people. You know, this isn't a conspiracy between the two of us or any researchers. I get along with quite a few researchers and other journalists. I respect their work, they respect my work. There are many facets to this synthetic diamond that they made. And they cast the light in whatever direction they choose on him. And their lie, feet, steel to cover up what they do. And it's all traceable. That's the interesting thing. You just have to have the assistance.
What has happened to feminine virtue?
And the courage.
Pure fantasy.
To go to places that a lot of people are afraid to go. I don't have that fear.
I'll give you inspiration.
I'm not afraid of speaking about what I find.
I've been drinking like a fish,
right.
Obviously.
Photographic evidence that the Obama, both Michelle and Barack, have reptilian.
He'll immortalize you.
There's a new piece, which is posted on my website as a link on my breaking story. It's called Michelle
Stop right
and
there.
Barack Reveal Reptilian Baggage.
We must create an infernal atmosphere. Some music, I think.
How about violent gusts of wind?
That's right. Like this. A cynical smile. Right?
I don't know how.
like the photos.
Oh, I can't.
Begin laughing now. Keep on going just like that. You got it. You despise heaven and earth, life and death. Laugh at good and at evil, you profane everything. You taunt the spirits, mock the gods. You've got it.
From virtue to vice, from a model of the faith.
Walt Disney's Disneyland. Each week as you enter this timeless land, one of these many worlds will open to you. Frontierland.
All right, Donnie, you ready?
From the legendary past.
I can't wait for tonight. Oh, he's going to be straightened out. Sasha!
Narrowland.
Sasha!
Promise of things to come.
Yes, yes, yes. Did you get everything together like I told you? The towels are out?
Nature's own realm.
Get it together. Hurry up.
Okay, officer, please don't spoil it for me tonight. It's going to be my most marvelous night. All right.
Some
tea. I need some tea. You're always so boldish, but you never do anything.
I never do anything. Oh, look at her again, my God. Oh,
Brady. Oh, God, I'm so frightened of that thing.
Oh, my God, you're frightened of your shadow. Please.
In our modern
Emma?
Everywhere we look.
Don't let them step on you tonight. Oh, baby, don't let them. Oh, don't let them step on you tonight.
Discoveries that were miracles a few short years ago are accepted as commonplace today.
Oh, my little baby.
Many of the things that seem impossible now
will
become reality tomorrow. One of a man's oldest dreams and then the desire for space travel.
Don't let him step on you.
Travel to other worlds.
There you go.
Until recently, this seemed to be an impossibility. But great new discoveries have brought us to the threshold of a new frontier.
A
frontier of interplanetary space.
Did you get him out of the
door?
Why did you do it? Why did you get him out of the door?
I'll open the door.
It's my night.
Hello.
Oh, come in.
Guys.
Oh, come in.
She's so shy.
You're
Zorro.
Welcome to my house. Take a photo.
I'm pretty calling.
Let me help you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, but my name is Florence.
Oh, that's
this
nice.
Is David.
Oh, that's nice. Florence and Dave. That's
No.
David. No. Florence likes to call me David.
Yeah. You know, like David played Goliath and my David took me.
That's very nice. I'll take the coat.
Oh, you really are handsome.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
See, isn't she nice?
Florence, I'm ugly.
Beautiful.
No, it's all right.
Florence?
Remember, we have a problem.
I will fix all your problems.
Really?
Don't worry.
See
yes.
That, David?
You will enjoy tonight.
I hope so. I just hope I do the right thing.
Oh, you will. I know you will. I just feel you will.
Can you
just come right in here and
make yourself comfortable?
Don't worry about that. Oh, what else?
Oh, well, I think that's actually it. He just comes too fast.
And we'll be able to fix that up completely.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Right in there. I'll help you both out. Just don't worry about it.
Oh, yes, I'm going to fix you completely.
Hey.
Help
us. Hey, I'm the one with the problem.
I'm Sasha.
Oh, it's going to be magnificent how I fix you.
Who are you?
I'm Florence.
That's my wife.
David, Sasha to Sasha.
Look at it.
He doesn't like to be called Dave, Sasha. David. Don't know.
Isn't
that right,
called
David?
Now, we must examine you physically to make sure you're physically sound and no physical defects or problems. Now, we
Are you going to come to my examining couch?
Oh, all right.
Yes, yes.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, but I have a feeling from the way you taste, there's nothing the matter with you.
She can tell by the way I taste.
Oh, you taste the coffee. There's nothing the matter with her.
She must be good.
Come to my examining couch. You two men go get yourselves a drink, and I'm going to examine. Go right along, dear, and get your guest a drink. Thank you, dear. Oh, what a lovely dress. Really, it's gorgeous. Oh.
You're going on something?
Why?
How far?
To Tony Bennett and Dr. Timothy Charles. Living in the shadow of his alter ego, the Incredible Hulk, forever fearful of its next outburst of violence, David Banner is...
Having dinners for people that are destroying us, like when the president of China came 2 weeks ago to this country and we gave him a great state dinner. We're going to have big problems, very big problems.
You talk about getting tough and getting smart. Specifically, what should we be doing?
Well, there are many things. I mean, number one, we have to do something about OPEC because that's the lifeblood of a country. Right now, until we get on natural gas and other things, they really have us. And they're sitting around and inflating the price. And, you know, when we had our problem not so long ago, a few years ago, if you noticed, oil was almost $150 a barrel. Now, they're blaming the banks, and the banks were terrible. They were terrible. And lots of other things were terrible. But I give a lot of the credit for the almost collapse of this country to the price of oil. Going to be up there very soon again, and you're going to have another catastrophe.
Yes, doctor.
It's the lifeblood of this country, and we have these 12 people you sitting around. And by the way, anytime a country comes up with oil, they invite them in. Join OPEC. You know, the United States is stupid. The people that are representing the United States are really stupid. So join us, and we'll, excuse me, take advantage of the United States. We'll sell them oil at totally inflated prices. And they're draining our lifeblood. We cannot allow that to continue. Now, people say, well, what power do we have in OPEC? They wouldn't even exist if it weren't for us.
You talk about oil getting up there again. Where do you see it going?
Well, I think it could go with proper leadership down to $40 a barrel. I think if we continue the way it is, it's going to go up to $150 a barrel. Nobody talks to OPEC. Nobody says, hey, fellas, guess what? Times have changed. You're going to toe the line or you're going to have big problems. Nobody says that. They don't even call it. So these people have a free reign. We're a target. And they have a free reign on the United States. And it's going to really destroy this country.
Let's talk about President Obama and the business community, because in recent weeks he's made an appearance to have a concerted effort to appear pro-business to try to spur hiring. Are big business and small business owners buying it?
Well, look, it's words. When I looked at his State of the Union speech, I watched it very carefully. In fact, I commented on Fox right after the speech with Neil Cavuto, who's a great guy. And we had a long talk, and he said, what do you think? I said, just get it. It's words. It's all words. Sputnik and this and that. And it was long. He ought to spend more time in his office on the telephone talking to the folks at OPEC saying, you better get those oil prices down or you're going to be paying a big price. And they can do it. And by the way, with China, if we ever taxed Chinese products coming into this country, we would pay off their debt so fast, but we'd do something much more important. We would start creating jobs in our country because we'd equalize the imbalance that they've done by manipulating their currency. And the same way they cheated in the Olympics with their Olympic gymnasts and other things, they're cheating us with the manipulation of the currency. They are not our friends. I know them very well. I do business with them. I sold an apartment just a little while ago for $33 million to a Chinese general. And I have a lot of friends in China. And I don't even blame them. I'm not angry at them. I just can't believe they can get away with it. And my friends from China said to me just recently, now they didn't know that I may be thinking about running for president, but they said just recently, you cannot believe how stupid your politicians are to allow us to get away with what we're getting away. Now, they thought they were talking to me as a business guy, and they're all laughing and smiling. We are a laughing stock throughout the world.
Billionaire investor George Soros says that the modest U.S. economic recovery is temporary. Do you believe that the worst is behind us?
If by the question you mean he thinks it's going to get worse, I would say that he possibly is right. If oil prices are allowed to inflate and keep inflating,
Dr.
If the
Benson.
Dollar keeps going down in value, which is not good, because you're going to pay $25 for a loaf of bread pretty soon. If you look at what's happening with our food prices, they're going through the roof. I mean, we could end up being another Egypt. You know, you could have riots in our streets also. So if he thinks things are going to get worse by the way he phrased that, or by the way you phrased it, I think there's a very distinct possibility that things will get worse, yes.
Are you predicting inflation at this point? Is inflation a real threat?
I think the biggest threat is the fact that our jobs are being stolen by other countries. I don't think inflation is a bigger threat. I think that the jobs, the fact is we're not going to have any jobs pretty soon. You know, somebody that I know very well is buying an airplane.
Are you from the
and the airplane's being made in Brazil. Think of it, Brazil. And the reason they're buying it is because they're getting a big tax credit. Now, the plane's going to cost $3 million. He's getting a $1.2 million tax credit on these airplanes. So he's buying a plane in Brazil, made in Brazil with Brazilian workers, because he's getting a tax credit in the United States. That's just one of hundreds of things. Is it insane?
You've been a patriot, a patriotic American. I know that you wave the U.S. flag so proudly in front of
and many other places, including over the Pacific Ocean.
We don't have tension and tightness.
Over the Potomac River, we have lots of famous assets.
Exploring every part of his body with loving hands increases my own sense of intimacy. I memorize all the variations of skin texture, from the roughness of his legs to the miraculous and filthy feet of my fingers.
Kids like you don't come cheap, Dr. Benson. But it's mine, all mine. And so much easier than spending hours in a bar and then just going home alone. Well, it won't end too soon. Not as long as you cooperate. And I really don't ask too much of you. Just lie there. Stand there. Or sit there. That's not asking too much. Mine. All that meat.
For a moment, he already lived. Then I noticed the beginning of a curious, random sensation going on.
Kansas, huh? That's a long way. I've never been to Kansas, but of course, there's a lot of places I've never been. I'll get there someday. You ever been to Machu Picchu?
I don't think so.
It's in Peru. I've seen it in the National Geographic. These whole cities built on top of a tall mountain. You wake up in the clouds every morning. It's really something.
I hope you get there.
Well, I'll get there. It's just a matter of when.
You really got a two-headed snake?
I sure do. Want to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Cost you a dime.
Okay.
You just stepped right in my office here.
I have a little problem here.
No problem at all. You just sit right there.
Hiya, Ruff. You dog.
Get down, Ruff. I've only had her a couple of months. She come a-calling out from under the porch there. It's a miracle. I call her Gemini. Now both them heads can eat. You can pet her. She ain't poisonous or nothing. Go ahead. The Hopis are the snakes that symbol of Mother Earth.
I know this is difficult, Mary. And that's why we're here to help.
Yeah. I miss Peter.
Get out. Well,
I mean,
I'm
nervous.
I'll just put her up.
Okay. Mary, I want you to try to remember what happened 22 years ago.
That's not real.
That night.
Yes, I do.
How much do I owe you?
Well, let's see.
Tell me what happened that night.
$12.90 and 10 cents for the snake. Hey, I got a humdinger of an index.
That's why we have these sessions.
Guaranteed to curl your toes so you can get better. Keep me awake for a week.
No, I can't remember.
File note. My patient is showing extreme agitation. She's putting her fingers in her mouth. Mary. Mary.
Have you seen a doll, Mr. Doctor?
Savage delight. As I reach out,
who am I speaking with?
Orgasm.
Mary got a China doll from her mommy. And we can't find it now.
No, Princess, I haven't seen it. Maybe Billy knows where your China doll is.
Billy.
Princess, tell me what happened on Christmas 22 years ago in Lowell.
Princess, Mary got a pretty China doll, and Peter got a big old knife.
Then what happened?
Mary's mommy and daddy went to sleep, and then we played upstairs. Peter turned off the light and hid, and Mary tried to find him.
Who played upstairs, Princess?
Mary and Peter and me and Billy, Silly.
Has Billy told you what happened next?
Billy only tells me nice things, Mr. Doctor. Like that I'm pretty.
Princess, was Simon there that night?
Simon? Well, I don't know any Simon.
Billy's never told you about Simon?
No. I'm tired, Mr. Doctor.
Maybe Billy would like to talk now.
Billy's asleep, Mr. Doctor.
To enter a world stranger than you have ever imagined. The world of witchcraft, magic, and ritual. This is a journey back to the roots of paganism, to mystical belief and superstition. A timely journey, because there is an occult explosion taking place in the Western world.
In nominis Satanas, Lucifer in Spaces
Day.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Everything works out well.
Be prepared to change your mind about the occult.
Your promise to me is like a lie. I have a proposition to offer you. Can you to listen to
it? Your propositions, you always wind up on top. Sounds like the shit that you done to me.
Truly, I was young then. My salad days.
Change the efficiency.
My style today is much more sophisticated.
Think of just but what you know is
the process. A son.
People like to think
it was in the primitive tribal world that man first learned to summon the ancestral gods and goddesses.
How in the hell can
to call on forces higher and more powerful than himself.
What's in the trying
to gaze upon the roots of all us.
Lively time.
The search for supernatural powers continues, in spite of science and technology. In the heart of downtown New York, even today, occultists call on the old gods.
I knew it was them, you big, fat, slobby son of a bitches.
Yes, they felt threatened by your coming show in town.
Well, why kill a little boy like that in cold blood?
If you would just calm down a moment and listen.
Give her a child, and I will arrange it for you to have your life back. To strut and fret your
Why, you may ask, in a modern and supposedly enlightened world, should there be a hankering for these strange and to some frightening beliefs?
Man, you got to be sick.
People are looking for the old earth traditions, the traditions that in some senses their ancestors had. You know, there's an old joke that if you go far enough back, everyone's ancestors were pagans. And it's true. It really is true.
I'll marry your daughter.
And so in some senses, you can see this movement as an attempt to go back and take out the juice, take the folk traditions, the dances, the songs. Nobody does that anymore.
With the waters of life, do I consecrate this sacred grove?
No, I won't marry a deal.
Modern witchcraft draws heavily on ancient Celtic traditions of nature worship.
Yes, my daughter is
whether in the country or the city, its rituals follow the cycle of
wisdom.
The seasons.
Wisdom.
All hell be to thee, mighty ones of the north. Your lords within the realm of the horned one, shining bright and swift as a stag. Join the children of Arian Ra.
You'll be hearing from me.
Witchcraft is known to its followers as Wicca, the craft of the wise. Members meet in small groups called covens. They are led by a high priestess who represents Mother Nature and the goddess of the moon.
All hell be to thee, mighty ones of the south. You're at lords within the realm of the serpent. So mote it be.
Why are you so nervous?
Nervous? I? What do you mean?
Something in your voice, your eyes. I think you're afraid of me.
Oh, but no. I'm a little excited. That is all. Why should I be afraid?
Why not? You're out alone with the
same life, the same clothes, the same car.
You fear the
unknown. But what happens to us?
It's an adventure.
But I
you'll be born
know.
Again into an untroubled world.
And I like you. Why, free of anxiety. The party, you are the only one who really understands. This is true, Mark.
That's not true. Let me show you David's something. Right.
Come on.
Your minds and memories will be totally absorbed. Everything remains intact.
You've never agreed with him in your life before.
Oh.
What are you talking about? What are you...
But you must promise to eat them closed all the time. All right?
Okay.
Are they closed?
Maybe so.
Good. Now I want you to imagine something.
David,
can you remember the way the table is
you're
laid?
You're killing me.
Do you remember the knives at the side of the plates? The steak knives? The ones with the serrated edges. Do you know serrated?
David!
A dozen razor sharp little notches on each blade. What sharpness. They go through steak just like that.
What is this supposed to do? Just a mild sound.
I'm picking one up.
I hate you.
And then looking at you.
There's no need for
hate
now.
I can't even touch it with my finger.
Or love.
Because the slightest pressure
I love you, Matthew.
Would make a cut.
There are people who will fight you, David.
Now I'm going to bring the knife
stop.
Closer to you.
In an hour, you won't want them.
I'm reaching out across the table. And I'm holding the knife very close to your face. The blade has the finest, thinnest
don't be trapped by old
cutting edge imaginable. It's almost touching your face.
You're
if you were to move your face just 1/8 of an inch, it would slice through your cheek, just like
that.
Only an ice cube.
Leslie!
We came here from a dying world.
Hey.
We drift through the universe
hey,
from planet to planet, pushed on by the solar winds.
You guys are
we
real
adapt.
Schmucks.
We survive. Function of life is survival.
Hey, Leslie, see any water snakes out there?
Hey, Bob, Hey,
Hey, hey,
oh, yeah.
Baba,
when
Baba.
I first heard it, I was a kid.
Let's start, sweetie. No smiling, huh?
I bet the rest of the boys will be interested in seeing you.
Hey, Kenny, you scared all the chicks away.
That's Kenny. Love him and leave.
Hey, we better beat it before all those girls get caught.
I'll be right back. Stupid. Get out of here. I can't work with all this fucking noise.
Where should I go?
I don't know where you should take it. Just get the fuck out of here. I can't stand that fucking crying all day long.
Hey, let's go!
It's too cold out.
What do you mean it's too cold? Put her fucking coat on. That's what it's fucking for. You can do some shopping till I'm starved. And shut the fucking radio off. It's driving me nuts. Take the rose.
Should I put it in my mouth?
No, too much like Carmen. Put it in your hair.
I don't know if it'll hold. I don't think it'll hold without a clip or a pin.
There it goes.
You don't have a clip?
No, I don't have anything. Stick it behind your ear, honey. That'll work.
Probably that'll...
Who are you now?
Dramatically.
I am Donna.
Expand and develop their military machine.
What's this?
Good idea. Engineering and some sort of civil.
But right now, first, I will come out.
This is the answer to a country that is suffering.
How do you plan to take over Erica Steele's body?
Perhaps Evenoff also knew of
her soul is weak compared to mine. The more her mind is driven out of control, the easier it is for me to take over and be dominant.
And Selina?
She is powerful in the dream world. It is another way I can exert my dominance.
Species that locals call the Amnesty. New DNA tests.
Do you dream?
Of course. Everyone does.
Don't dream of me next time, Doctor. It'll be your last. Some time in, I will forgive your punishment.
You're scared.
Careful. You might suffer the same fate as yours and Kurt's.
Kurt's? Where are we now? You don't even know who Cole is.
I'm deeply sorry, of course. But as I told you before, I didn't do anything by choice. I warned Major Brenner of the danger involved. But you must realize, his was a deranged mind. All he could think of was the creating of an invisible army. And the power such a force would give him.
You know, Doctor, this idea of an invisible army is quite interesting. Imagine what our counterintelligence could accomplish if they were able to become invisible when really necessary.
The Central Intelligence Agency has already discussed the possibilities with me. But my friend, think of the danger. If the secret were a story, it has happened before. Perhaps it would be better to it's a serious problem. What would you do?
My mother said you've been terrible. She upset. I hope you would be upset. Do you think my mom would like it? Nobody ever sends a everything. I want you to control everything.
I don't want to. I choose to.
What is it?
There is no one else, Missy.
The most important thing in the world, head of my work. I give up anything. I love you, but I can't give you another month. I cannot.
You're not my sisters. You are not my sister.
Simmons explained that he had seen the same bullets in three other shootings since July. He was convinced they all came from the same rare kind of pistol, but he couldn't prove it yet. The fifth attack took place on March 8th, 5 weeks after the murder of Christine Freund, and less than 100 yards away in Queens. Virginia Voskarichian, a college student, had come to the U.S. with her family from Bulgaria, and only a year before had been made an American citizen. It was 7:30 in the evening when she was walking home from classes.
This guy walks up to her, and she sees the gun in the face and puts her school books in front of him. And he fires through the school books and puts a bullet in her brain.
This time, police were able to match the bullets to the first murder. No one could deny that there was a serial killer on the loose. The police dubbed him the .44 caliber killer and braced for him to strike again. Panic seized the city. Women cut their hair short and dyed it blonde because they thought the killer was gunning for long-haired brunettes.
I was just going to sleep.
I thought about the caliber killer every day.
She must be having a nightmare. I came in to see if I could comfort her.
And most of the girls are wearing the camera because they're afraid
I can't sleep myself now.
They wear it
out. Be a pervy.
One thing that I really don't do anymore is sit in parked cars.
Good night.
A month after Virginia was murdered, in April 1977, Berkowitz wrote his neighbor, Sam Carr, a very sober letter saying he would take legal action unless Carr took care of his howling dog. In this letter, Berkowitz revealed his longing for companionship, writing about a wife who didn't exist. He explained that he and his wife tried to take time off to be together.
Mrs. Sam realizes the maid's warning was the truth.
Late.
And she decides to call the little girl's mother to come and get her child. She orders the maid not to leave the child alone.
Rita Stadler, dressmaker.
Mrs. Stadler, this is Mrs. Stan. You have to come and get your daughter right away. We can't.
This is impossible. I won't be able to leave my work.
She's much younger than we thought. We won't be able to care for her properly.
Mrs. Stan, nothing has happened to her.
Maybe she'll have an accident. She might fall off the barn roof. Someone might leave the manure pit uncovered. No, no, I'm looking after her. Don't worry.
Now, what are you doing here?
If you could come this afternoon.
What a great suit.
Fred.
You?
But I wonder how come she didn't want to make
years.
The telephone call.
I don't remember that suit.
Keep Fred from
you weren't around last year.
Yeah, yeah.
God, you look sensational.
Would you mind telling me what the hell you're doing here?
I'm swimming home.
Why can't I go into the woods?
Pool by
flowers.
Pool across the county.
I'm sure
Good
if my
Christ
mother was here, she wouldn't
will you
say
ever
no.
grow up?
Now, you hold your tongue, young lady.
Let me try.
No.
Mrs. Stamp forbids you to leave the house.
Please,
I don't want to hear any more about it.
Clelly, be a dear. Toss me down a bundle of hay from the loft.
I can't.
When I was a Boy Scout,
I'm busy.
I passed the first aid test.
Oh, man,
but there wasn't
me.
Much in it
it's
about
only
splinting.
A few steps.
Leave me alone.
Now, if you broke
Move!
Some, I could make you a beautiful splint. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
There we are.
Yes, yes.
Regular red. Cut a hole in it, you could drive a car through.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Now, what did you do that for?
Keep away from me, Ned, will you, please?
Yes,
you
yes.
must be crazy. Everybody's gone crazy today.
Yes, yes.
I just came from the Fizzwangers.
Yes,
they
yes.
snuffed me. Everybody at their party
yes,
snuffed
yes.
me. They've even got my hot dog wagon.
Yes, yes.
Your wagon?
I painted it myself and put the little umbrella on. I always kept it down in the playroom where the ping pong table was, remember?
I've never been to your house, remember?
Yes, yes.
God, I'm tired.
Yes, yes.
You mind if I have a drink?
All right.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
How about you? You want a bull shot?
No, thank you. Yes, yes.
So come on now. Yes, you know you love the way I make them.
Yes, yes.
We are running out of Tabasco.
Yes, yes.
We?
Yes, yes.
Aren't you a little confused this afternoon?
Yes, yes.
Well, how goes it in Never Never Land?
What?
Has the ideal all-American family found happiness on the hill?
Yes, yes.
Hill?
I heard a rumor that you changed your place of residence.
Of course not. That's ridiculous.
Yes, yes.
Well, how is the president of the League of Women Voters?
Who?
How is your wife?
Oh, she's fine.
I've been away so long, I haven't kept up with the news. I suppose by now all the waitresses in town must be certified non-venereal. Last I heard, that was your wife's latest project. Physical checkups for food handlers.
Lucinda's always done a lot of good in this town.
She just didn't do so good harm, did she?
Yes, just sugar and strawberries. Remember last winter in Toronto? We called room service and ordered bullshit.
I wasn't in Toronto last winter.
Sure, I came up for the opening of your show. Remember how it snowed? And I ordered a horse and a sleigh to take us from the hotel to the theater.
I haven't been in Toronto in 3 years now.
Boston. What was the name of that play in Boston? I came up on a Saturday, remember? You faked a slip disc and your standby went on for the matinee. I cured your aching back, didn't I?
You bastard. Listen, Ned, I want you to get out of here now. I mean it.
Why?
I'm expecting someone.
Who?
None of your business, who?
A man?
Do you think I've been in a deep freeze while you've been playing house on the hill? Yes, a man.
Huh? Where did you find him?
One of the men did down by the river. He was very busy baying at the moon.
What's the matter with us, sir? There's no heat in it.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Staying away without leave for 2 whole days. An officer should know how to control himself better. Have a drink,
Captain.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
What happened?
You must never, never do that
again.
What
happened to what?
Don't you know that there are evil spirits without bodies who roam the forests looking for unsuspecting dogs like you? And that when you open your jaws to disturb the moon,
I used to believe in things.
They leap into your mouth and possess you.
People seemed happier when I was a kid.
Then you could become a spy.
People used to love each other.
A murderer.
What happened?
You got tossed out of your golden playpen. That's what happened.
Not your dog, sir. He knows his allegiance.
My mother gave me 25 cents.
Have you been alert, Proteus?
For mowing the lawn around our house.
All the distant marchings?
Seems only a minute ago.
Become aware of all the blood.
I can smell the grass.
What else can you tell us beside your puppy
dog sadness? People grow up and then they...
I wish you could tell us where those enemy soldiers from that wrecked plane are.
We're all going to die, surely.
They've been bothersome for the last 2 days.
That doesn't make much sense, does it?
They'll soon grow tired of starving and being...
Sometimes it does.
Even Proteus grows tired of it.
Sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
See that Lieutenant Proteus...
Did you know I went to spy on you once in the lobby of a theater?
Spy on me?
It was a long time ago. You were meeting your family to take them to the ballet. I saw your daughters in their white gloves and patent leather slippers. and that aging Vassar girl wife of yours in her understated little suit.
Come on.
And you.
I am.
There you were.
That I am.
Shaking hands with people, smiling, saying hello.
Am I?
1 hour before that, you'd been in bed with me.
Am I?
I put that smile on your face, you damned hypocrite.
But I am.
Listen, Ned, I want you to get out of here now. Swim the pool, do whatever you have to do, but get out.
I am. But am I? I am.
As soon as you tell me who's coming over.
I told you that's none of your business.
On a 10-point scale, how would you rate him in bed?
I am that.
What did I do to you, Shirley? Sorry for whatever I did.
You did the usual red-blooded married man thing. You took me out to lunch and gave me that lecture about the duties of a father and a husband. It's considered a classic by now, isn't it? Reprinted every year in the Reader's Digest.
I don't remember.
It's the first really chic restaurant you took me to in New York. Right out in front of everyone who counts. I also raised my voice.
Tore me apart to see you crying.
You chose that restaurant because you thought I wouldn't dare make a fuss in front of all those mink hats and snobbish waiters and stylish fags.
No.
Did you really think you could get rid of me and no more noise than the sound of finger bowls tinkling?
I love you. I didn't know what to do.
So you went back to your wife whom you didn't love. Well, it figures. The real estate is in her name. She owns all the pots and pans, knows where all the lost shirt buttons are. Why give up those comforts? Well, I had a few comforts of my own. When you were on that train back to Connecticut, remember that groovy bellhop in my hotel? Absolutely primitive. No hang-ups. You got in and called me from the station. I put the phone on the pillow between us so we both could listen. All that sniveling about your innocent wife and innocent children. We laughed so hard we stuffed the sheets in our mouths.
You're lying.
You'll never know, will you? Ned, I want you to go away now.
What is, first off, what is production for this culture? Production.
Will you come with me, Shirley?
The turning of the living into the dead. It's the turning of.
Do you really think it's that easy?
Force into 2x4s. It's the turning of rivers into hydroelectricity, which is.
Of course, everything's always been easy for you, hasn't it?
Into bauxite into beer cans.
You could always get a cab in the rain. A woman into bed.
Those of us who would
God knows I was easy enough to get.
What happens if I buy?
You wore a blue
suit. If I make lots of money,
how do I
accumulate a lot of money in a way that's not environmentally destructive?
I thought we were going to make it.
Actually, go out and
I
build
really
something.
Thought we were going to make it.
I'm within this culture.
Just that safety pin.
I'm
Ned,
harming the natural.
Please
world.
Don't.
You know, if I write books, well, where's the paper come from? Even if it's purely recycled post-consumer, it still involves a lot of electricity, a lot of water.
Surely.
And all those processes are within the industrial system. The whole system is incredibly destructive. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't write books or do films or do what I was doing. I'm just saying that, okay, so let's say that I go steal a bunch of money, because that would be a way that's not environmentally destructive. You know, I sneak into Walmart. It's great. You know, it's always great to take money from Walmart. I sneak into Walmart in the middle of the night. God, I can't break a window because I'm not going to be considered wild by something. I go in, I somehow nab some money from Walmart. Or I make a lot of money playing poker online. Because I guess that's not environmentally destructive, except you got a computer. Anyway, so let's say I get $1 million and I buy a bunch of land I set aside. Well, I just basically lost my whole mind, and I've got to go back to Walmart and take a bunch more money in order to get another $1 million to take more land. But let's say instead somebody accumulates $1 million somehow, and they buy a bunch of land because they want to deforest it. And they now can cut down all the trees.
I've got to
swim. They've made $5 million.
For the love of God, why?
$5 million. And then they can do it again and again and again. The point is, if you're attempting to use money in a good direction...
I'll go get the car.
No.
It ends up being...
I can't go in a car. It's impossible.
Oh, I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying we will always be at a disadvantage that way. That's one reason we can't vote with our dollars. Another reason is...
The sin is waiting.
I was doing the math a couple years ago. I actually
the girl is at home playing tennis.
And so
I'm
somebody could
home.
Say, well, you know, you're responsible for United Airlines staying in business, which is a question. In any case, United Airlines staying in business is a question. And so I actually did the math and figured out how much I spent. Remember, once again, I fly quite a bit, and compare that to their total revenues. And my total input was like, I don't remember what it was, like 1/9 billionth. I'm responsible for 1/9 billionth of United staying in business. And that's... not
come with me.
A
come with me, Shirley.
That's not a
yet
lot.
Yet I can.
When I think and when I talk come about,
please don't.
Stopping the destruction.
Leave me alone.
You know what?
Have the most leverage possible.
Please leave me alone.
We
made love together in this
empire. We were opposing.
And you loved it, remember?
The destruction of the natural world.
I lied.
You loved it, Shirley.
Don't at this
you
point.
Loved it.
Have the luxury of just using naked
force. Don't. No.
The federal government has enough resources at its disposal.
No, don't. No, stop it, Ned. Don't. Ned, don't.
And
no. Damn you, no! I lied! I lied all the time about loving it anywhere with you! You bored me to tears with all your stories about your old deals and your old girls and your golf scores and your bloody war and your bloody duty, your wife and kids. You bored me to tears! I was playing a scene with you.
You loved it.
You met your match in me, you suburban stud! I was acting!